I will start with the reminder that TVA gave up non-power appropriations in 1999. And since then has covered the cost of maintaining non-power dams, flood control, and other stewardship work at no expense to federal taxpayers. The TVA power system has been self-funded since 1959. That means that for more than 25 years, TVA has been completely self-supporting and has generated reliable electricity, managed the Tennessee River and the region's natural resources, and supported economic development efforts through power revenues, not taxpayer funding, all while maintaining low rates for our customers. And I can't mention economic development without talking quickly about John Bradley. And I don't, is he here? Somebody's got to tell him to watch the video so he can see see himself get bragged on. But John's retirement from TVA was featured last week in the Chattanooga Free Times Press, and the article called John TVA's economic development powerhouse. So what a perfect description of John. And we will continue to expand on the great foundation John has built for us, and we thank him for the working so hard to create opportunity in the valley for the people. So make sure you watch that, John, wherever you're at. Through it all, the mission hasn't changed. TVA is still focused on making life better for the people who live in this region. But one thing that needs to change is the 1979 debt ceiling. And that's an important topic to keep in mind as we hear today about all the work to build new generation assets, maintain current assets, and move on new nuclear technology and small modular reactors. TVA has a $30 billion debt limit. That was set in place by the federal government in 1979. And it's remained the same ever since, even though the Tennessee Valley's power needs and the TVA system have grown immensely. If simply adjusted for inflation, that $30 billion would be $140 billion, simply using the adjustment of inflation. So borrowing funds is an important tool to help us pay for new assets today while recovering the cost of the assets over many years from the customers that benefit from them. It makes no sense to make today's customers pay upfront for an asset that might run 40, 60, or even more years. And that's why borrowing for long-lived productive assets makes sense. Being able to borrow under a modernized and higher debt ceiling gives us the variety of ways to access capital, including issuing traditional TVA bonds that have proven to be the most cost-effective method, keeping power rates low for our customers while allowing us to meet the increasing power demand. The debt ceiling isn't the only focus. We also want to make sure we're using debt in the right places and not putting groceries on the credit card. Instead, we use debt to invest in assets, similar to buying a house using a mortgage. With that in mind, over a year ago, the board and TVA made a commitment that we will do all we can to cut our operational spending as much as possible. Financial discipline will help us keep power rates low while making the investments to grow the system. This isn't easy, but TVA employees did the hard look, and they identified opportunities to reduce planned cost increases by approximately $950 million from FY24 to 26. TVA is well on its way to meet that goal, but they didn't stop there. This effort has evolved into the Enterprise Transformation Program that Bill mentioned, designed to enable TVA to deliver at least $500 million of sustainable reductions in planned cost increases in FY26. These actions are ensuring TVA continues to have a strong financial position, and investors and the finance community are taking notice. I recently joined Don and Tom in New York to meet investors, and we got very positive feedback regarding our ongoing work with TVA and the plans going forward. These investors aren't just noticing, they're taking action. Just in the past 12 months, TVA has raised a total of $5.8 billion in bonds and other long-term funding at favorable interest rates. That's hard to do in this climate. This included the August 5th announcement of $1.25 billion of new 5-year maturity global power bonds with an interest rate of 3.875. That's incredible. Bill just mentioned these in his opening remarks. That was our third offering of bonds larger than $1 billion in the past 6 months. This is the most active TVA has been in decades in the capital markets. That's because the proceeds of these transactions are being used to refinance maturing debt and support TVA's capital investments. TVA is currently in the midst of one of the largest periods of capital investment in its history. And this focus on fiscal responsibility is vital as the region sees increasing demand for reliable power. More generation is needed, and TVA must deliver. We are investing in existing assets, exploring extending the life of coal plants, but also building the foundation for new nuclear, with the NRC currently reviewing our Clinch River construction permit application. And now I want to say a few personal words about Don and Don's leadership. It's been a few years since TVA was in a building phase, but that's where we are now. When we were interviewing for a new CEO, we wanted someone that could take us through this building phase, and we found the right person. Don has 38 years of experience that TVA and the Valley need now to build our energy future. From managing coal plants, to operating nuclear reactors, to leading large organizations, Don understands all facets of the utility industry, and he has a team around him that I have full confidence in. And we are unleashing the American energy and the potential of TVA. With Don's leadership, I have no doubt that TVA will continue to carry out its mission by maintaining TVA's best-in-class daily 24/7 operations and serving the 10 million people of the Valley with low-cost, reliable power while building America's energy future. So thank you, Don, for serving and all you do for the people in this Valley. Although we do not have a full board right now, I assure you we have not slowed down and have actually sped up our efforts. We are still moving forward by assessing and preparing for the time when we do have more of a complete board so we can handle business quickly.